Yeah, I've got a couple, too. I bought the Radio Shack, if you haven't used in a while. It was a Pro 95 or Pro 96. I can't remember the model number. I think it's a 96. It was the first one that came out with the P25 trunk tracking. And I got it pretty much as soon as it came out, because it was about the only one that could do so. And I think I paid just over $500 for it. And it's, yeah, it's kind of a lot of money just for a scanning receiver. But actually, I'm going to see if I can get this other one put into my work van here. I bought a, well, it's a Raspberry Pi SDR combination with a touchscreen display, like a tablet size, that I'm going to put in the work van here. And then I'll put on something for trunk tracking, radio listening, but then I'll also be able to use it for just about anything else that I want to listen to. Well, HF, analog or, you know, HF or whatever, depending on what kind of antennas I have that would be suitable for the use. But yeah, it's kind of a nice thing. It's kind of one, the other part that I do like about not having some parts encrypted for a police scanner. Because there's been a couple times I've, you know, been traveling down 94 or something, and you're listening to MSP, and you hear about it. All of a sudden, you hear a trooper say, okay, we're going to shut the freeway down. Well, you immediately know what you're going to do then. The freeway is the nearest exit, so it kind of helps, you know, make you... I like to do that, too, so I have something, just about anything I would really want to listen to. And I'm going to probably suggest that to my manager at work, maybe, because her husband's an engineer, so it's kind of a nice thing to have, because for the SDR, because you can use it to listen to, you know, AM radio, FM, TV, you know, for if you had, like, a disaster in your area, or many other people who aren't so radio enthusiasts, that they could be a little bit better informed of, you know, what's going on around them. WARIT.